The speaker for tonight is a person who I've had the privilege and the honor of getting to know over the years. It's our very own Sayyid Shahryar Naqvi from the United States of Shaitani Bozorg. And I'd like to invite him now. Bibarakat as-salawat ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytani ar-rajim. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Maliki yawm al-deen. ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم وبه نستعين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين وطبيب نفوسنا وحبيب قلوبنا وشفي ذنوبنا الأمجد المحمود الأحمد ومولانا أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى محمد والصلاة والسلام على أهل بيت النبوة ومعدن الرسالة وسفينة النجاة الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين المظلومين بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Welcome, dear brothers and sisters. Blessed and honored are you all, O guests of Allah, wherever you are. I would like to first and foremost thank Allah, the Mighty, the Exalted, for the honor to speak tonight in this global gathering of believers. I would like to also, of course, thank the organizers for this wonderful endeavor to be of service to the guests of Allah in this holy month of Ramadan all across the world. So there were many better speakers than myself, but at the insistence of the brothers, I decided to humbly accept and just put forth a few simple words. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us all and open our hearts, for there is no better time than the holy month of Ramadan to make a positive spiritual change in our lives. So tonight is the 11th holy night of the holy month of Ramadan. And truly, this holy month comes by just as quickly as it goes. The title and the pillar of tonight's speech is, Has the Time Not Come Yet? It's a question. Has the time not come yet? And the basis of this speech is the beautiful verse of the Holy Quran, which is found in chapter number 57, verse number 16. And the verse is as follows, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alam ya'ni lil-ladhina amanu an takhsha'a qulubuhum li-dhikrillah wa ma nazala min al-haq. Has the time not come yet for the believers' hearts to be humbled at the remembrance of Allah and what has been revealed of the truth? And so I would like to break down this part of this holy verse and apply it to a few groups. And in one way or the other, this breakdown of this group of people includes every single one of us. So let's recite a salawat ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Ahmad, Ali, Ahmad, Wajjal Farah. So I start with our esteemed students and our esteemed teachers of the holy city of Qom. And I also start with every single one of us who have migrated to this holy city of Qom from places far and wide all across this small little globe. Dear people of Qom, dear immigrants, dear muhajirin, for the sake of Allah, dear muhajirin, for the sake of Islam, dear muhajirin, for the cause of Allah. Has the time not come yet for our hearts to be humbled at the remembrance of Allah and what has been revealed of the truth? Surely every single one of us has gathered here from all parts of the world in this holy city of Qom for the sake of Allah and for the cause of Allah. And so likewise, dear Qummis, you should know your great value in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For Allah says in the Holy Quran in verse 58 of chapter 22, and those who emigrated for the cause of Allah and they were slain or died, Allah will surely provide for them a good provision. And indeed, it is Allah who is the best of providers. Surely Allah will admit them into an entrance with which they will be pleased. And indeed, Allah is knowing and forbearing. This is to those people who have emigrated for the cause of Allah. And so, dear honorable Ahlul Qum, wherever you are across this globe, when will we realize that we have a great responsibility upon our shoulders? When will we realize that we have a heavy burden upon our shoulders? When will we realize that we must make a stand for Islam? It is us, wherever we are, that must erase the boundaries of nationality and ethnicity. We must erase the boundaries of language and color. We must erase the boundaries of gender. We must erase the boundaries of social class and social status and spread the pure Muhammadan Islam to the farthest corners of this earth. Spread the pure Muhammadan Islam to the farthest corners of this earth. And does the Holy Quran, the noble esteemed Quran, not say that Islam will manifest itself all across this world? In chapter 48, verse 28, Allah says in this Holy Quran, هو الذي أرسل رسوله بالهدى ودين الحق لِيُظْهِرَهُ عَلَى الدِّينِ كُلِّهِ وَكَفَى بِاللَّهِ شَهِيدًا. It is Allah who sent His messenger with guidance and the religion of truth to manifest it over all religion, and sufficient is Allah as a witness. So I ask, dear Ahlul Qum, what are we doing as the people of Qum? What are we doing as the religious clergy? What are we doing as Muslims, wherever we are in this world, for the practical implementation of this verse? What are we doing to make Islam manifest over all religions? What are we doing for Islam to manifest over all religions? What are we doing, each and every single one of us, to strengthen and promote and defend and spread Islam to the farthest corners of the world? What role are we playing in the advent of the Imam of our time? Serious questions, very serious questions that each and every single one of us must answer. And so, dear brothers and sisters, has the time not yet come for the believers to be humbled at the remembrance of Allah and what has been revealed of the truth? I quickly move on to another group, our esteemed youth. Our dear, honorable younger brothers and sisters, value your youth. Value the time and the health and the youth that Allah the Exalted has blessed every single one of you with. Imam Khamenei says that it is much easier for a youth to make a change, to choose the correct path, and to remain steadfast upon the path of pure Muhammadan Islam. And so I ask the dear younger brothers and sisters, wherever they are across this world, has the time not come yet for you young believers to make a change, to turn towards Allah, to make small but consistent changes in your lives for the sake of Allah? So pray your salah. Recite the Quran, recite the du'as that have been prescribed by the Immaculate Imams. Remember to seek Allah's forgiveness. Read the words of our esteemed Imam Khomeini and follow the words of our esteemed Imam Khamenei. For Allahumma salli ala Muhammad ali Muhammad. Dear brothers and sisters, it has been said right from this minbar, from this pulpit, a religious scholar who was older than I was in age, he was higher than I was in wisdom, he was better than I was in religious education and studies, and it was from this pulpit that he said, Hazrat Agha is the present day embodiment of the teachings of the Holy Quran and the Ahlul Bayt. From this very pulpit. And remember, dear youth, our time is quickly nearing its end. It is all of you, youth, you dear believers, wherever you are across the world, it is every single one of you who are the future of the Islamic Ummah. You young brothers and sisters are the future of the Islamic Ummah. Know your value, know your friends, know your enemy. Educate your minds, strengthen your bodies, and purify your souls, for the near and the distant future rests upon your noble shoulders. And so we humbly say to you, dear youth all across the world, dear honorable youth all across the world, has the time not come yet for the believers to be humbled at the remembrance of Allah and what has been revealed of truth? Send a salawat upon Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Ali Muhammad. So that was two groups. I quickly move on to the third group, and we only have four groups. I quickly move on to our Muslim brothers and sisters of every single Islamic sect across this world. The Muslims of every single Islamic sect across the world, has the time not yet come for the believers, for their hearts to be humbled at the remembrance of Allah and what has been revealed of the truth? The more you say this verse, the more it applies to so many places, subhanAllah. Dear brothers and sisters, Muslim brothers and sisters from every single sect all across the world, until when are we going to continue to slander and curse each other? Until when are we going to continue to pointlessly bicker with each other? Until when are we going to continue to be each other's enemies? Until when will we continue to drown in this ocean of fitna and discord? Until when are we going to continue to kill and murder one another? Has the Almighty Allah not said in the Holy Quran, the same Quran that all of you read, and the same Quran that every single one of us reads, and we recite in this holy month of Ramadan, Allah the Almighty says in chapter number 8, verse 46, and fall into no disputes, lest you lose your heart and your power depart. Fall into no disputes, lest your heart departs, you lose your heart, and you lose your power. So, dear brothers and sisters, Muslims across the world, as we continue to fall into this deadly quicksand of useless disputes, and as we continue to kill and destroy each other, and as we continue to bicker amongst ourselves, and we continue to do these things which create fitna and discord, we continue to lose heart. We continue to lose courage, and we continue to lose our power. Is this not what we see all across the Muslim world? And while we continue to lose courage and we continue to lose our power, the enemies of Islam, they continue to take advantage of us. They continue to loot and plunder our nations. They continue to colonize and subjugate our people. They continue to humiliate and degrade the Muslims. They continue to humiliate and degrade the Muslims. And the main reason that the Muslims have been dominated and are still being dominated by the enemies of Islam is because we are not united, as the verse of the Holy Quran stated. So, dear brothers and sisters, if Islam is to be strong, if Islam is to prevail, if Islam is to be victorious, then our only hope is to come all together and unite under the banner of La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa ajjil farajam. So now I move to the... Okay, on time? Okay. So now I move on to the fourth and the last group that we would like to address tonight. And we very humbly address this last group of people. And that is the people of the world. The people of the world. Every single place that this voice of this wala bande, this humble human being reaches in this holy month of Ramadan and later on, we address the people of the world. O people of the world, has the time not yet come for the believers' hearts to be humbled at the remembrance of Allah and what has been revealed of the truth? O righteous people of the world, do you not believe in truth and justice? Do you not believe in honor and nobility? Do you not believe in fairness and equality? Do you not believe in freedom and success? Do you not believe in peace and prosperity? So are you not then believers, O righteous people of the world? We turned it around on them. Are you not believers then, O righteous people of the world? And so, O believers, O righteous people of the world, why do you sit silently as the innocent people of Yemen are bombed to death and they are starved to death? O righteous people of the world, why do you sit silently and watch as innocent Palestinians have been devoid of home and safety? O righteous people of the world, why do you sit silently and watch as nations like Afghanistan and Iraq and Syria and Somalia and others are destroyed to rubble? O righteous people of the world, why do you sit silently and watch as Muslims are burnt to death in Myanmar? O righteous people of the world, all across this world, why do you sit silently and watch as the religious freedom of a Muslim woman is usurped and trampled in countries like France and India? O righteous people of the world, why do you sit silently and watch as nations such as the Islamic Republic of Iran are sanctioned to death inhumanely? O righteous people of the world, why do you sit silently and watch as oppression and injustice continues? O righteous people of the world, why do you sit silently and watch as the poor get poorer and the rich get richer? O righteous people of the world, why do you sit silently and watch as if the current broken and sad status quo of the world is acceptable? O righteous people of the world, why do you sit silently and watch as a few criminals in power continue to destroy our world and burn it to ashes? Why do you sit silently and watch? Do you not believe in truth? Do you not believe in justice? Do you not believe in honor? Do you not believe in nobility? Do you not believe in freedom? Do you not believe in peace? Do you not believe, O people of the world? And so we humbly say to you, O people of the world, has the time not yet come for the believers' hearts to be humbled at the remembrance of Allah and what has been revealed of truth? And so, dear brothers and sisters, I end tonight's speech with the very verse that we began with, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, alam ya'ni. لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَن تَخْشَعَ قُلُوبُهُمْ لِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ وَمَا نَزَلَ مِنَ الْحَقِّ. Has the time not yet come for the believers' hearts to be humbled at the remembrance of Allah and what has been revealed of the truth? But I have one last question. What happens when the hearts of the believers aren't humbled? We just said, O believers, humble your hearts, has the time not yet come. So what happens when the hearts of the believers aren't humbled? What happens when the hearts of the believers don't wake up? What happens when the hearts of the believers aren't moved? What happens when the hearts of the believers don't make a change? And what happens to the hearts when the hearts of the believers don't take a stand? When the hearts of the believers decide to sit silently and watch? The very same holy verse continues and it says, وَلَوْ يَكُونُوا كَالَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْكِتَابَ مِنْ قَابْلِ فَطَالَ عَلَيْهِمُ الْأَمَدُ فَقَسَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ وَكَثِيرٌ مِّنْهُمْ فَاسِقُونَ. It continues, it says, and be not like those who were given the scripture before you, those who were spoiled for so long. They didn't hear, their hearts weren't humbled for so long that their hearts became hardened. And once the heart goes hard, becomes like a stone, there's very little chances of salvation. And then the Holy Quran says, and many of them, despite this call to remembrance, are still rebellious and corrupted. And so on this holy night, this 11th holy night of the holy month of Ramadan, in order to never be among the rebellious, and in order to never be among the corrupt, and in order to be of those who have realized that the time for us believers' hearts has come to be humbled, and the remembrance of Allah and what has been revealed of the truth, and that we will take a stand, and that we will do what it takes, from this moment onwards, we take an oath by reciting a salawat upon Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad wa ajil farajam. You know, we just do dua at the end. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept our worship and our ibadat and our fasting in this holy month of Ramadan. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive all of our sins and forgive all of our marhumin who have passed away. May Allah accept all of our prayers and our du'as and our supplications. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us and our generations and our youth to come. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect the Muslims and the Islamic Republic and the Islamic Revolution. And may Allah protect the leader, Imam Sayyid Ali Khamenei. And may we all witness the advent of the Imam of our time. والعاقبة للمتقين صلوا على محمد وآل محمد